Hello, dear listeners, and welcome back to the James Bond Complex, the podcast where we discuss and analyze the James Bond phenomena in all its shapes and forms, from Fleming to the films and everything in between. I'm one of its hosts. My name is Edgar.
My name is Matt.
Good afternoon, Matt.
Hey, afternoon, Edgar.
Almost good evening.
Yeah, almost. Starting to get there.
Sun's going down. But just as the sun goes down, we're warming up. Exactly.
Yes.
You know,
yes.
The sun goes down in the west. It rises
in the east.
One of the furthermost eastern countries on the globe is Japan, or as the Spaniards like to say, Japón. Now, I've never been to Japan.
I haven't either.
I haven't either.
Last time I checked.
You know who has been to Japan?
James Bond.
I was thinking of somebody else.
Somebody else?
Yeah, I know.
Incredible. The other fellow.
Yes, sort of. The other fella. So we're back this week. I don't know if we're releasing these back-to-back necessarily. But
I don't think so. I don't think these will be. But no. You know, they've been recorded in a particular order, and this is...
another Dynamite Entertainment conversation. Yes. So we recently... If not last week, we recently anyways talked about the 007 Case Files, which was a quartet of short stories bundled into a hardcover volume. We're back with some more Dynamite Entertainment, but whereas the last time we talked about their publication, we sort of split the difference. We did a little bit of Bond and a little bit of non-Bond.
Yeah.
This time we're going full non-Bond.
But
A Bond product. But no Bond.
No Bond. But there is some Bond, but barely.
Yeah, it's like blinking. You missed that page and it's not in the book at all. So we're doing... Now, this was an interesting one. We're talking about Felix Leiter. The story arc, the book, the monthlies. They're called Felix Leiter. That is the name of the story. Written by last name Robinson and drawn by last name Campbell. I don't know what their first names are. Probably somewhere in this book. Oh, it just starts with the story right away. I still don't know what their names are. Anyways.
That's a weird presentation then.
Yep.
They only have their last name. On the monthlies, it's probably written.
Yeah, probably.
It'll be in the description anyways.
So Robinson and Campbell worked on Felix.
Real Dynamite, you shouldn't improve on that. That's not good for the artist and the writer. Presentation aside,
I own the book.
You own the book. Have you read it?
What?
Do you know how to read? You know, like letters that form words, words that tell sentences.
Motto in life is if you can get by, you can get by. You don't need the rest, so.
Okay, so that leaves me in charge of doing the plot synopsis. Oh, man, I actually wrote quite a few notes for this one. I'm like, I got issues.
Proud of yourself?
Yeah, but the thing is that that tells you something. I have tons of notes for issue one, a little bit more... Less, a little less for issue two, issue three, a little bit less, issue four, just one paragraph, issue five, like two sentences, issue six, just one sentence. I was pretty tired, but
you're into the book.
I read it aloud, but I have the full plot synopsis. Here we go. Amputee, former CIA agent turned private investigator and friend of James Bond, Agent 007, Felix Leiter is on loan to Tiger Tanaka and the Japanese Secret Service. It turns out that he is one of the last person alive who can ID Russian agent Alena Davov, a former colleague slash lover of Leiter, currently in Japan. The hunt for Davov leads to a chemical attack committed in Tokyo by a member of a nebulous cult. Its leader is captured and while being interrogated, detonates, killing multiple Japanese secret agents. Leiter figures out that the attack has been orchestrated by Davov with a group of Korean and Japanese collaborators. Leiter and Tanaka track down Davov, but even this duo is unable to arrest Davov. They are only able to capture the last human bombs. While meeting with a former agent, Leiter also learns that Davov is no longer working for Mother Russia, but is instead working for an organization called Spectre. That's. I know I missed a lot of plot points. I've tried to, because it goes all over the place. There's flashbacks. You see Bond at one point. But I was, the timeline of those books, it gets very confusing. Honestly, I was thinking about that after writing the synopsis, because Felix Leiter in this story is no longer working for the CIA. Mm. Every other book that we've read, he's been a CIA agent in some sort. Mm. But this one he isn't, and it's not something that's like, it's something from the books, we both know that, but in the comic books, it's not something they have ever introduced, the idea that he quits, or it can't be a secret agent, because missing an arm and a leg doesn't make you the most.
And who's he on loan from if he's working private?
I think he's he's sort of reserved for the CIA. Remember in Thunderball, he's sort of a reserve agent. So that's all, I guess he's on loan because he still has some tie with the you can never leave the KGB. I guess you can never leave the CIA.
Apparently not, because they've loaned him to the Japanese.
Yeah. So he's double he has his imputation. Obviously, you only live twice. Already has happened, but
obviously
it can't at the same time, because you meet Tiger.
Why obviously?
Because Tiger Tanaka knows James Bond, and he met him in You Only Live Twice. But
that's
you
a
only
dumb
live
question.
You only live twice. Yeah, I know. That's why I'm confused. But in this story, Spectre is introduced at the end of a story.
As someone that maybe Felix Leiter discovers, we'd have to reread Thunderball. Like, do they talk about Spectre? I don't remember.
Spectre is dismantled after the end of Thunderball.
Yeah, but are they talking about Spectre during Thunderball? That I don't remember. That I honestly don't
Felix
remember.
Felix Enbond?
Yeah.
Oh. Okay.
The wiggle room. That might be the wiggle room they took.
Honestly, Felix Leiter would probably be the worst agent or private investigator if they never at one point. No, I'm sure they. It would be very.
Well, in fairness, isn't that one of the last panels featuring Felix Leiter?
The what?
Have you ever heard of Spectre? And then it changes to Elena. So the next panel might have been, and I know who that is. Me and James Bond have fought Spectre a number of times.
You found a little weak. It's not that I'm a continuity nut, but, as a Bond fan, it creates, holes that I'm like, I'm curious about that. The fact that he's no longer a CIA agent, is it going to be... Because I'm curious about how the continuity of all the books. This has a ton of flashback of earlier days of Felix Leiter when he has both arm and legs still attached to the rest of his body. It's never said how he lost those limbs. Might be the shark, might be something else. Who knows?
Well, there's a little suggestion of that back in the day of Varger.
Oh, really?
Yeah, there's a little gag about... Felix saying something like, it's not as if it was your fault that I've lost my limbs. And Bond says, you're right, it wasn't. so they do, allude. Well, that's why they keep marketing this as Ian Fleming's James Bond, because it's supposedly new stories after the books, I think.
It's kind of like Gardner. It evokes the previous, but at the same time, they're clearly, sort of reintroducing Spectre. Even in Eidolon.
Oh, Varger. Or Eidolon. Yeah, Eidolon
is mentions Spectre.
But it's not like they'd ever heard of it before.
Yeah. It has a lot, it's been around longer, and according to Eidolon, because Eidolon, it's something from World War II, and this is modern age. So I'm intrigued, but it's been a while since they've addressed the Goldfinger storyline. Does it address Spectre?
No.
Is Goldfinger remember Spectre in that one?
No,
he's not. He's got his own thing. Uru.
Yeah.
And the other one, so James Bond, I was calling it Junior, but the Origins, James Bond Origins doesn't address it at all. No. It's not the same continuity. And what's the current storyline? I haven't read the first three issues. I completely forgot to subscribe on my on Comixology, so that's why.
So yeah, I mean the timeline's a little wonky, but isn't that a tradition? With the exception of the Daniel Craig film era, isn't like one of the calling cards of the series?
I don't mind it. It pulls me in more than it. I'm not repulsed by a wonky timeline. I'm actually more intrigued by it, and it's wonky only for Uber Bond fans. Mm. The rest, 99% people, they don't give a flying F about that. Oh, but he's not.
And in awards, the artists, by which I mean both the writers and the drawers, it awards the artists a little bit of flexibility. They're not tethered to rigid chronology, excuse me, of the books, or obviously not the films. They're not being sold as the world of the films, but certainly not the chronology. Jeez Louise.
Timeline.
The timeline, thank you very much. Fine substitute of the books. So yeah, they have that flexibility. Creative freedom, artistic license, and so on and so forth.
Yeah.
So about the book itself.
The book itself, the artwork, there's some shots, man. There's some shot with Felix Leiter. I think it's issue one where they, I don't know what they did with the eyes. They just made him extra. You have to pass me the book. I'll find the panel for you. But they just made it. His eyes look super goofy. I think it's near the end. It just,
maybe when Tiger is telling him, you know about that place where we were supposed to meet up?
It's a long shot, and it's just weird. You're like, why does it look that weird? It's like somebody forgot. Wow. That's the book that you draw. You get some water into it. Like I said, I know you're pissed off that you got it accidentally wet, but put some weight on it and it's going to be fine.
Mm. It actually didn't turn out that bad as I thought. So. No, it looked worse when it was wet.
It's not as bad. I might not be able to find
As you search for that.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I think it's this one. It's that little insert there, and look at the eyes. Is there a page number?
Nope.
Oh.
But yeah,
it's in issue one, and it's a little insert. It's a top left corner. Felix Leiter.
Page three.
It's just he has the coloring looks weird because he made the eyes too big. And
well, it's funny that you would bring that would be the first point you bring up for the art of the book, because I think this looks absolutely extraordinary.
Oh, it does, but it's just that one panel. And it's early in the story, so it. I was like weirded out when I saw it.
I would say that. Full disclosure, I mean, look at this.
I know. I know. I've read the book.
And tell me what you know or die.
Honestly, it's part of the way I consume comics these days. I told you, you read them either in one shot, one single monthly issues, or trade paperbacks. I only get the digital downloads, and most of the time I read them on my phone. And people are probably horrified by that, but it just makes me focus on the pictures. You have to turn the picture to get the better frame. I'm always playing with my phone, and that panel is just me holding my phone like that. So you see every detail, and the eyes just looked at me like, wow, that's bizarre. So that's why I appreciate the art form a different way, different kind of way. But I'm starting to really get into reading comics on a digital platform for that, especially a phone, because it's just a small screen, and you have to play with it. I don't know.
Well, I have a few digital copies on my iPad, and it's a bigger screen, but it's the same principle. You can like double tap a panel, and it'll zoom in, or it'll blow up, and it'll fill up the screen, when you flip the dirt,
and some actually artists play with that, because it's all three panels that you read, and you just use a cell phone or a tablet to read it, which
I would think they probably think about that.
Well, especially these days, stories are always so decompressed. Like something they would have told, a story they would have told in maybe one or two issues takes 12 issues now. So I'm like, And they are decompressing the storyline for better or worse. This one, we'll get there, but I think it loses steam in the last two issues.
Interesting. Okay.
I feel they could have compressed the storyline a little bit.
Really? This is six issues. You think it could have been told in less?
I think they could have half of that.
Interesting. I think it could have been told in more. I think they could have used more time, actually.
No, actually, I would have. I'm a fan of tight storytelling, and at the end, I'm like, okay, this is okay. I got that. Yeah, I understand that Felix Leiter is sucks.
A schlub.
He sucks, man. That's the message of that comic book is Felix Leiter sucks. They could have.
He's good at a few things.
He's good at a few things, but man, he gets no respect from his leading lady. You're like, she's gonna warm up to him. No, she's not. She's not.
I did kind of like that. Not, you know, it would have made it maybe a bit more of a heroic ending. It would have made it a bit more of a classical ending. But I kind of like, not that it's a twist. Could have gone either way. But I kind of did appreciate the fact that, no, this woman's like, no, you suck. I don't like you. You shoot him in the head now.
No, it was entertaining. But he's not. Oh, man.
He doesn't quite feel like the Felix from the books. The Felix from the books was much more jovial, much more devil may care, much more happy-go-lucky. This guy's a little bit more dour. So it doesn't feel truly like the Felix from the books. And even after Felix loses his... when he gets the hook, although here it's the prosthetic robotic arm, but in the books when he gets the hook, he hasn't become a sourpuss after that.
No, he's I hate saying that, but he's a loser.
He's definitely a loser in this.
If there's a message in this book, is that Felix Leiter sucks, like I said.
Which bears the question, why is he on loan?
They tell you, because he has information that nobody else has. Yeah, but at the same time, how do they know that Elena Davoff is in Japan if nobody knows what she looks like?
Because he and
I'm sorry?
Fornicated. They fornicated.
The country of Japan?
No, Felix and her.
Yeah, I know Felix knows what she looks like, but the Japanese want
reports,
them.
Reports.
Yeah,
reports. Whispers in the wind.
Reports. Whisper in the wind.
Whispers in the wind suggests that Elena Davoff is in Japan.
It's a plot hole, but does it ruin the story? No, because it's not about that. It's really about that character sucking. It's funny how much he sucks.
He slips on the wet grass. There's this one. Oh, I love it. I don't want to waste time here, but it's near the end. It might be the fourth or fifth issue as him and Tiger are going to infiltrate the compound.
Oh, he falls?
He's like, this time, the one time I can try to be like James Bond, and he turns around and whoop, the gun flies out of his hands. Even Tiger, there's one panel where he's like...
I like he's not just sloppy, he's pathetic. Like the first time you see him in bed, wakes up and he's sort of putting his limbs back together, it's just shown to look how pathetic he's become. It's sad.
Yeah, well I mean, I guess when you lose your limbs, it's always a little bit sad. It's quite a striking image. That is a very...
And not only that, he talks about the dreams he has about Elena. Because, and even the panels they show of them together. Oof, like
caliente.
Caliente en tabarnak. Not only even that, but just... he says, we're good at two things. And it's implied, killing people and...
Yeah.
Exactly. Knocking boots.
Well, he's... I think, the book gets away with that running gag in the sense that, this is a mission on which he is supposed to find Elena. I don't think the book is insinuating that every night when he falls asleep, he thinks of her, but, oh, God, I have to look... I need to find her? Like, she's back in my life all of a sudden? Like, I think that's what's going on. I think that's what's going on. That's what I took away from it.
I don't know. I think... I don't know.
When you get a rush of memories, you haven't been thinking about this place or this person or this thing consistently, but now... Oh, it's now been brought up. You can't help, especially if there's strong emotional ties You can't help but think, but spend a little bit of time suddenly, consistently, at least for a short little while, thinking about that place, thing, or person.
I guess so.
But flood, the memories keep flooding, and emotions flood back in all of a sudden. You know what I mean? Now I'm saying?
I know what you're saying.
Great. But good night, folks.
No, but it's it every time they show him, that's one issue. There's another issue where, he's clearly, I don't know. Every time he talks, he thinks about the past. It's a character, the character that normally in a storyline like that, a character that lost something, but at the end, he grows beyond his limits. In this book, it doesn't feel like he achieves much.
No, and that
she's always on top of him and not in the way he would have liked.
And that plays into my pseudo argument of I could have used one or two more issues. Full disclosure, I like the story. I had a good time reading it. I think it's stunning to just, don't even read the dialogue, just admire the artistry that brings the story to life. That being said, the reason why I think it could have benefited from an extra issue or two is for the very, very reason you said. You never get a sense by the end of issue 6 that Felix Leiter has accomplished very whole lot. There are a couple panels that say, oh, well, we found the other New Dawn, called New Dawn. I don't remember what the Japanese there, but the New Dawn terrorists, we found them and they arrested. It's literally handled in a couple of panels. That should be what he accomplishes. But save Japan.
I don't think that's the point of the story. The point of the story is that Felix Leiter is a loser. In the beginning, he's a loser by the end.
But maybe that's why, even though I still like the book, I think maybe that's why I'm having trouble loving it. I think it could have used that arc. It's maybe it just a hair too much on the cynical side. Just a hair. I'm fine with the book, but just a hair.
I think you could...
Something.
Yeah, I agree.
Why would they take those panels to say, well, at least my private investigating got us to arrest the da-da-da-da-da. You know, it's like, otherwise...
You know, that entire issue where the Japanese, the cult leader gets tortured, and the second issue when they attack the boat, I would have combined those and made it shorter. Mm-hmm. And the third issue, I don't know. Those last three issues look like they don't have enough plot. And the conclusion, at the same time, the conclusion feels rushed. It feels like, you know what the conclusion feels rushed? I know it's a movie that people hate, but I actually like, except for the ending. Have you seen Dracula Untold?
Yes.
You know, the entire plot of the guy trying to save his son from living being raised by somebody else. He's trying everything to save his family. By the end of the movie, he has to become a monster, and his son ends up being, spoiler for Dracula Untold, and the movie cuts and fast forwards to the future for a spin-off for another Avengers style universal monster. The ending is feels tagged onto James Bond versus Spectre.
Felix Leiter.
James Bond will return in James Bond versus Spectre. It feels like that. I was sort of they didn't need to bring Spectre back or mention it. It feels like
she could have simply been a rogue agent that's building her own connections within the terrorist world, cyber terrorism, biochemical attack terrorism.
And you don't need to see her. The last thing he sees of her should be her throwing off the boat. You don't need to see her after. It's pointless. What does it add to the story? Nothing.
Well, I think it adds James Bond lore. It gets the
story arc of Felix Leiter.
I think the idea is, well, you mentioned Avengers, for good or ill, that might have been what they were hoping would happen. An Avengers type event where you know, obviously we never, this was published like 3 years ago, yeah, or something like that. So that ain't happening. But
sadly, honestly, it feels like they had a plan for, because they, Spectre has been hinted a lot in the early
Kill Chain. Well, they are the villains in Eidolon.
Eidolon and this book, but since
that's three stories that either have Spectre or suggest Spectre, strongly suggest Spectre.
Since then, it's been on n'en parle plus.
Yeah, well, it's maybe.
Erwin reminds me of another segue into comics. In the 1990s, when I was reading Superman comics, they wanted to marry Superman and Lois Lane for a while, but they were trying to find new ways of postponing their marriage.
Okay.
One of the ways they did it was killing off Superman. After that, they waited for the TV show to marry them at the same time. Like for like a period of 5 to 6 years, they were trying to sort of match the marriage with the TV marriage. That's what it reminds me of. The new current issues, they're trying to, okay, we have this story. We have James Bond versus Goldfinger. While you wait for us to do Spectre again, we have James Bond versus this guy.
I don't know, and I'm saying this honestly and legitimately. I don't know if the readership of the comics is expecting Spectre. I honestly don't know.
But whether the readership was or not, it seems like they changed plans.
I agree.
Like at one point they said, oh,
nope.
I don't know if they must, if they weren't selling, they would have stopped.
Well, it's funny that, on that we agree. You don't make a product that's not selling. They're still making them. They're announcing more, or the Reflections of Death that we keep alluding to. That's down the pipeline, so it's selling. Otherwise, they wouldn't make them. You know, are they selling like Spider-Man comics? Maybe not, but enough. Dynamite is making, and the Fleming Estate, obviously, is making enough money to say, yeah, do another story. One of the funny twists of irony about the course correction, I think that's the term, about maybe not using Spectre and... you know, spoilers, there's a Goldfinger story coming up that involves Oddjob as well. And off mic, we talked about the story that they're publishing at right now as of February/March 2020. And I told you what's coming up.
Yeah.
It's funny, like, okay, so we won't do Spectre, but we'll do this instead. It's like, so you're not going to do this unoriginal thing. Instead, you're going to do this unoriginal thing. Okay. It's weird.
I don't mind them reconceptualizing some of the previous Fleming material, but yeah, those books really hinted at something bigger on the horizon, and it feels like they drop it.
Yeah.
But back
to the story itself.
Sorry, one character that, you know, I really like seeing, Tiger Tanaka. Yep. It's not a character we've seen, and I had this image, and if I was ever to write a Bond, a Dynamite comics, James Bond comic, there's one thing I'd love to do is sort of a, I'm going to say Three Musketeers, but it's, I would have a story where you would have Tanaka, James Bond, Felix Leiter, and finally René Maris, mm-hmm. as sort of like the Three Musketeers, like mm-hmm. D'Artagnan, Porthos, Aramis, all those guys.
Athos.
Mm-hmm. I was missing one. Together in one giant story where they all have to, like, the camaraderie.
That could be the one where they fight Spectre, because you need all the Secret Services together.
Oh, yeah. I said it now.
Makes sense.
Let's do it. Let's propose it to Dynamite Entertainment.
I'd be happy to propose it to them. Shit, no, we'll get you to draw it. I'll write the dialogue.
You know what? I'll do some doodles, and Abraham can turn it into genius.
Yeah, I'll jot down a couple double entendres and a little ooh here.
I can come up with a plot and.
Yeah, sounds good. We got this.
It's good. But I love Tiger Tanaka presented as the mad. a mad samurai almost, especially at the end when he's crazy. When the bomb goes off and in the Secret Service compound and kills most of his agent,
yeah.
And something you never actually see, which I'm like, that surprised me.
I like that. Well, because the end of the first issue, we get the scene of the crime,
yeah,
so to speak. So we've already seen it before. We don't need, and it's pretty gross the way it's drawn.
Yes.
So we don't need to see it again. Seeing the aftermath and the fury, the rage experienced by Tiger is sends the message. We get the message.
But I was confused because I you know, when I read it, because it looks it cuts from the issue ends and then the guy, oh, I'm gonna explode, and the issue starts and it feels like you're in the same room you were the issue before,
yeah.
And he's beating up the same guy again. So I was a little bit confused. Oh, it's a different guy because the guy's already messed up.
Maybe it's just his Johnson that evaporated and one hand or something like that.
I don't know, maybe
he farted. The gas was in his. It really was poisonous gas.
It's just his intestines exploded. I found that, you know, a little bit sloppy. That's one of the things I'm like, ah, man. I still enjoy parts of the book, but just there's some. I you know, you've been pushing for this book a lot more. I've been reluctant, and because you were pushing for it, I'm like, I think Edgar really digs it. And I'm like,
oh, I like it quite a bit.
I'm lukewarm, to be honest.
Interesting.
But I do love the characters. I love the new Tiger Tanaka and the original creation of Alanina Davoff, and not only because she's sexy, she's such an arrogant bitch that I'm like, she's sort of like, what's her name, Rivka? That's Rivka in the
Icebreaker.
No, it's not Icebreaker. No, in the comics, the blonde that in
the Havoc.
The Havoc. Just
a real piece of work.
Where this the Havoc was sort of She was not. She was a little bit more melodramatic and more like, I'm evil. This one just doesn't give a F. She's just a
business.
Yeah, she's so cold and not cold in. I'm cold. I don't have it. Like very flamboyant. She's very she reminds me like another segue. Mr. Freeze. So I'm detached for emotion. I'm just gonna kill her. She's completely.
It's the detailed. Only logical thing to do.
Yeah, she's Vulcanish in her. She's not, and she's so. She's always chastising Felix Leiter. Ugh, you're not the man I used to know. And she's always just mocking him and just.
Beautiful.
Yeah, I'm still seeing.
But the threat level of the villains in this is very high, because I like how in the earlier issues, I think issue 2, we see Felix is accepted into Taiko Tanaka, what they call it, the Turtle Dome or something like that, which is this massive. I mean, if you thought the castle in the movie was cool where it was training ninjas, wait until you read this. This is like we're in the future all of a sudden. And yet, much like Silva, much like the Joker in The Dark Knight, it's like, no, they wanted to be captured. And Yeah, so I thought that was kind of cool. So I liked seeing, and I think it's even brought up in the narration by Felix Leiter that Tiger Tanaka is like if James Bond was his own boss. Like he's an action man. He's got the gadgets. He's a good-looking man.
He's
got the sword. Well, even Bond doesn't have too many swords, except when he fights when they go to the blades, you know. First blood above the torso. Across the torso. It's just a bit of fun, Miranda. It appears you beat me, Mr. Bond. You want to do Die Another Day part 3?
When are we doing the Die Another Day?
Reloaded? Right now. No, so exactly. So it's brought up that Tiger is as if James, someone as cool as James Bond was his own boss, because Tiger is also the boss of the Japanese Secret Service. So, you know, I did like that it was a modernization of that, because we like Tiger. We love You Only Live Twice. I will be seeing You Only Live Twice live pretty soon enough. You know, so it's a character that we've known and loved for so many years. And even the Tiger from the books to a certain extent, even though he's maybe not as awesome as the one from the movie. But you know, I like seeing that modernized version of Tiger Tanaka. So for me, that pulled it off. And I like the fact, yeah, that he kills people with a sword. And Felix Leiter's so impressed as they infiltrate the compound, as Elena is going on to the boat with the North Korean and the Japanese fellow. Felix is so impressed by the fact that, you know, Tiger's killing everybody so quietly. Nobody knows we're here.
It's just such a brutal, and he's sort of crazed by that time. By that moment in the book, it's just like he lost it.
He sort of calms down a little bit, but before they venture.
No, but
out
when he has bloodlust. When he starts going, it's just you're gonna get it.
Oh yeah, you're done. When Tiger's on the prowl,
just like he's drenched in blood by the end.
Doesn't matter how ready you are, you're easy prey for the tiger. He's got the eye of the tiger.
Rising up. Back on the streets.
Or in the bushes or on the boat.
You cannot hide for the tiger.
So no, it's you know, there's a nice little, it feels like all afternoon long, as we've been doing a few episodes today, all afternoon long we've been talking about callbacks. Well, the callback in this book is the replacement prosthetic that Bond gives him at the issue one, which helps him float in the water during the storm at the end. So whoop, bringing it back full circle.
And he survives, and he's like, oh, my new end is strong. Because at the end, like, there's a Russian agent that's trying to kill him.
Yeah.
And he's being thrown out the window, but he managed with his cybernetic end to grab a hold of the edge.
So I like the story a lot. I maybe would have preferred if we had been given a Felix that was just a wee little bit more perky. Just a tip more perky. Is there a tip joke?
I don't mind. It's such a nutball storyline. Actually, I don't mind the fact that it's Felix Leiter sucks.
Oh, you can still suck and be trippy about it, though.
I know, but he's also depressed. You know what? I understand why he's depressed, because he's no longer with the CIA. That's why he's not chippy. Because in the other books, he does generally feel not as sad and pathetic. And this one, he does feel sad and pathetic. And I think because he's no longer with the CIA.
It could be. It's an interesting theory.
Is it me? Or like, I don't know if you're going to remember this actor. You might have to Google him. But it looks like Scott Speedman.
I think I know who that is.
That's the guy from those Vampire Who movies.
Yeah. Yeah. You know? A little bit of that.
Yeah.
I think he was in an Atomagoyan movie too.
Yeah, I'm talking about those werewolves versus vampires movies, which I call it's underworld, but I prefer to call him Vampire. It's funnier.
Vampire. Is that what it is in French?
No, it's not. It's the name I use to make fun of it.
Okay. I think I might have seen one.
I've seen the first two. I kind of like the first one when I initially saw it. And I rewatched it, and that's one of the DVDs that's no longer in my collection anymore. I don't think I own that movie anymore. It's like, ugh.
I know there's a very good-looking Kate Beckinsale in that.
Yes. But cool. there's Maxim magazine covers for that. I don't need to watch that movie ever again.
Yeah. Oh, no, I'm not going to spend my Saturday night rewatching what I think I have seen, one of the underworlds, so I'm good. But Scott Speedman, I know who that actor is, because I've seen him.
He looks like Felix Leiter. Like, he had long blonde hair and sort of the...
Or Josh Hamilton, sort of. Little Josh Hamilton.
Josh Hamilton?
The guy from Lost.
Josh Holloway.
Oh, Josh Holloway, excuse me.
Also, there's... Yeah, there is a...
Little bit of that in there.
There's a bit of that.
There's a Felix Leiter for you if they ever want to... You know, if Jeffrey's done with the role after this, just get Holloway. You know.
Might be too old. The guy is in his 50s now, I guess.
Maybe.
He's probably the same age as Jeffrey Wright. That's if Felix Leiter survives No Time to Die.
Yeah, you've said something like that. I'm still not buying it yet, but we'll see.
We'll see. I hope he does, because he's a classic character.
I hope he does die.
No, that he doesn't.
Oh, okay, I heard does. I was like, what the hell?
Also, I love Jeffrey Wright. He's going to be Commissioner Gordon.
That's true, is he? Yeah, yeah. It's the movie that nobody's excited. I shouldn't say nobody.
No, nobody's excited. Like, deep down, if you ask me if I'm excited, like, it's a Batman movie. Mm. You got my $5 or whatever.
Mm. Oh, of course. We'll
but just,
see it,
but. I'm not 12 anymore. I think it's just I'm too old.
That'll be for the Gotham City Detour Volume 2.
Yeah, something like that.
So yeah, no. Again, it's a fun book. It's beautifully drawn. I like the rain.
You know the artwork,
the strands of drips of raindrops. I should say it looks really really cool.
It's really
like
moody.
That.
It's a well drawn book. It's just I feel like the artistic vision has been compromised in editorial decision near the end. I think they had to ramp up like quick. They had to change things to introduce. I don't know if the introduction of Spectre, because it's such a non-part of the book that why is it? Why did you bring it up in Lel's last two pages?
For a crossover?
Yeah, for a crossover, a big event. Why is it there? It's such an unimportant part of the plot.
How many movies underperform at the box office, but? Oh, there's that little hint at the end that this might happen in the sequel.
Yeah, because they were too busy creating a universe instead of creating just one book.
I give you Exhibit A.
It's
still a good book, though.
It's not like The Mummy or Batman v Superman.
Well, at least that got Justice League. Yeah. At least that got
it
Justice League.
It limped just getting to Justice League, but it just... And it's not nearly as bad, but to me, it's you know.
Oh no! I mean, I like Felix. Like, I had a good
do,
time
but I'm I don't have as strong. If I had the art I wouldn't get the art cover for that one. To be honest.
Really? Okay.
Yeah, I was.
I liked it enough to get it. Do I love it? No. Would I have liked a Felix Slater that smiles once or twice? Yes. But I still think it works. I think it still tells an interesting story. I like the villains in this. I love Elena.
Elena, she's cool. You know what? Elena Davoff might push it to a recommend, actually. I really like that character. She's such...
And these panels, I mean, I
but
can't
that's the thing.
It.
They just... always... The Dynamite have been creating those very interesting characters, and then they don't do anything with them. And they... it feels like they won't do anything with their version of Spectre. That's the thing that's frustrating, because it feels like it's leading somewhere, but it's been... What's the date? What's the cover date for the trade paperback?
Let's see. 2017.
Come on.
Yeah. I mean, it's only 6 issues, so it wouldn't have been over the course of like 2 years or anything. Well, so it was probably...
Which issue was that around, like issue 2 or 3?
Well, it's at the end.
It's like 3 or 4 years at least. Yeah. And that's from printing. Conception was probably a lot.
Oh, you would have to think, yeah.
Probably a year, so it's probably...
And we're recording this in the winter of 2020, so it's been 3 years.
Yeah, at least 3 years since... and probably conceived 4 years ago, yeah. If not more. Plans change. I know, but it's... You know, it is kind of like The Amazing Spider-Man 2. I know you hate that movie.
I haven't seen it.
You haven't seen it?
Well, maybe parts of it.
Mm. It is sort of... That movie that's supposed to lead to something. It's not as bad as those are, but it feels like it's a lead up to something, and it just went, quit, interrompu, like, we're done.
Okay.
And then we did.
Oh, well, they were done.
What's the next one after that? Like, I think it's The Body. The Body is the weirdest.
I can't. I'm getting... At this point, there have been so many of them. I'm
Black
getting a little
Book,
bit mixed up.
Black Book we haven't covered.
That's true.
And there's another one.
The Body.
The Body, but another
I
one.
Don't have the hardcover for that one. I'm going to have to get that, I guess. Complete His Sake, you know, this yeah. and that.
There's the Black... There's a guy with the glasses. That's Black Book.
Mm-hmm.
Hold on. Let me get on the comp.
It's funny. They're right there, but I can't...
you can't see them from afar. Mm. Let me go on the Comixology app. Just hold on. It's turning on. I got all of them except maybe the last couple ones.
I think later in that year, that's when they might have just started the Goldfinger episode run. Because Goldfinger lasted a year and ended last autumn. So it would have started in autumn of 2018.
Yeah. So it's the butt. We have two things left until we start the Goldfinger odd job storyline.
Got Black Box and the body.
The body.
Yeah.
There's one of those that I'm actually looking forward to, and not the other one.
Yeah.
We've discussed this off mic. Well, I think we're both in agreement.
I wasn't a big fan of the body, but again, I'll get the hardcover. It's the only one I don't. I mean, there's a reason why it's the only one I don't have, but figured, you know, I'll get it anyways, just because.
No, I remember having very negative impressions of that one. I haven't reread anything.
Oh. Yeah, I'll give it a chance. Yeah,
on va réessayer.
Yeah, exactly. It'll be fair. Fresh eyes, maybe. Who knows?
Yeah, fresh eyes. And not having multiple months to. And I think.
But let's do Black Buck first.
No. Well, I think Black Bucks came first.
First. Okay, good.
But the body, I think, had some problems because I think they changed artist.
They've been doing that. Didn't you? Have you been paying attention to the art of the Goldfinger arc, man?
Yeah, but the Goldfinger, I think it's the first art. The six parts, but the first six parts are one the same artist.
Not even.
Not really?
Not even.
It's been a while since I read those already.
I got volume one here. Well, there is only one volume.
I'm not a fan when they do that. Let's keep the same artist to keep...
No, neither am I.
Yeah.
I think we've been talking about other storylines for a few minutes here, so I think we're pretty much done with good old Felix.
Jesus. Getting that text again.
Is he watching us? Does he know when we come to the end of our shows?
He sent me a text again. As-tu des gens partout? No, he's saying it in my language. Il y a people everywhere.
C'est un polyglotte.
C'est un polyglotte, cet acteur-là. I mean, ce character-là.
Yes, so we do have people everywhere. Wouldn't you agree? Dame Judi Dench and your bodyguard, who's not your really bodyguard, he's working for us because we have people everywhere.
Ooh.
Full circle. www.thejamesbondcomplex.com, which is the Tumblr account, just as it so happens. We have a Facebook page, which is quite activity-filled. Search for the James Bond Complex. We're on Twitter, at the Bond Complex. We're on Instagram, search for the James Bond Complex. Our base of operations, our good friends at Anchor.fm host us. But you may watch some videos on YouTube. Search for the James Bond Complex. Subscribe and tickle us with a thumbs up button. No free movies. And where else? We got Spotify. We got Google Play. And Apple Podcasts. Search for the James Bond Complex. Subscribe to the James Bond Complex. We're still here. Write a review. Got a couple extra seconds? Color the stars. Only one color, gold.
Gold.
Stars. Gold. It's the best. The best podcast ever. So, 5-star glowing golden gun review. And now we're both do a little bit of activity individually on the social media platforms. Although I am now realizing, and I've been realizing it for a couple of months, to be frank, that I'm managing the podcast, social media platforms, a lot more than my own. But I am on Twitter at @00pop. Those are the words, @00pop.
I have an account that's called Matt Auclair on Twitter, but I'm not really there. I'm mostly on Instagram.
You're everywhere.
I'm everywhere. I'm on Instagram at Matt Auclair 007. And that's my jam.
Just as, well, fortunately, we're not sure. It's not looking like Felix is going to be returning, at least not in comic book form.
He might show up in another
Supporting role.
Yeah,
in a starring role, doubtful.
Doubtful. Very doubtful.
But just as James Bond and sometimes Felix returns, so too will the James Bond Complex always, at least indefinitely.
Let's just say there's as likely a chance of Felix Leiter returning as he has of finding his arm and leg.
I'll go with that. Sounds good. So that's pretty solid logic. That's good predicting. So the James Bond Complex will return with whatever you listen to next week in 7 days from now. Merci, toujours un plaisir, et à la prochaine.
Au revoir.